Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Hillary Clinton has faced backlash for seemingly criticizing religious white men just 2 weeks after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, a devout Christian who valued his faith above all. During her appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Clinton expressed her love for America, warts and all, but cautioned against efforts to turn the clock back to a time dominated by white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion. She argued this sentiment is damaging to societal progress, noting, "We were on the path toward that, imperfectly, lots of bumps along the way." Clinton further emphasized the need to halt the demonizing of each other, attributing much of the current division in the U.S. to the right. She criticized attempts to erase slavery from history, stating, "That doesn't make it go away." Online, Christians quickly condemned her remarks. One user wrote, "I'm a white Catholic man. I go to church. Thanks for demonizing me and anyone like me." Another commented on the perceived bigotry of singling out white Christian men as a threat, defending that faith in God has built families and communities. A third questioned, "What damage specifically? What about praising God is so bad to these people?" Kirk had frequently articulated how essential his Christian faith was to his life. In a 2024 podcast with Russell Brand, he shared, "I mean, I'm nothing without Jesus. I gave my life to the Lord in fifth grade." Following his death, a podcast resurfaced where Kirk was asked about his legacy. He confidently stated, "I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing." His devotion to faith preceded all else, as demonstrated in a September Instagram post where he wrote, "God, family, country." In that order, while enjoying time with his daughter.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.